Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. Today we have a special Advent review segment. As you get to the end of the calendar year and begin looking toward Christmas, many people are looking for gifts to purchase for others. And I'm going to offer to you two devotion books that maybe you can purchase for family, loved ones, that will be beneficial for them in the coming year, giving them for Christmas that they can benefit from then into calendar year 2018. The first of the devotion books that I'd like to review today is a devotion book that's titled To Live with Christ by Bo Geertz. This book was translated out of the Swedish by Richard Wood with Bror Eriksson. This is published by Concordia Publishing House. It was published in 2008. I had my first experience with Bo Geertz when I was a seminary student at ILC. We were introduced in church history to another one of his books called The Hammer of God. Bo Geertz is one of those fellows that demonstrates very clearly the Lutheran distinction between the law and the gospel. That comes out so well in his novel, The Hammer of God, but is also very clearly seen in the gospel-oriented devotions that are found in To Live with Christ. Bo Geertz has a very interesting background. He was raised and lived almost entirely in the 20th century, born in 1905 and died in 1998. As a young boy, he was an atheist and was converted to Christianity later on in life. From that conversion into Christianity, he went into the ministry, became a parish priest in the Church of Sweden, and then later on also a confessional bishop in that same church body as the church body began to reject the Lutheran confessions and depart from the true teachings of God's Word. Bo Geertz, during that 20th century, was one of the only lights in the Church of Sweden, directing people back to the truths of God's Word, to the confessional nature of God's Word, and the importance of the Lutheran confessions, both law and gospel. And you will see this being brought out in many of the devotions that Geertz includes in this devotion book. Now, this devotion book is set up in a little bit of a different way than many devotion books are. It is not based on the calendar year with a date for January 1st, January 2nd, all the way through December 31st. This devotion book is actually set up to follow the church year as opposed to the calendar year. So one of the drawbacks is that this devotion book has already begun. It begins with a season of Advent, which this year started in December. And instead of having a date at the top where it will say, read this on January 1st, it will actually have the date of the church year. So you begin on the first Monday after the first Sunday in Advent, for example. So one of the things that you would have to do with this devotion book is, because the church year is different from one year to the next, you would have to either add or remove certain devotions depending on the church year. So he has a whole series of devotions for Epiphany, but if the Epiphany season is shorter, you obviously wouldn't read all of the devotions for the Epiphany season. You would jump into the season of Lent when Lent came along. So one of the beneficial things with using this devotion book would be to have a church calendar, maybe from your pastor, that would help you to follow and remember where it is that you are in the church year. Keep your church bulletin handy so that you can see this is the Sunday that we are now in, and that you can then adapt your devotion reading schedule and the devotions that he has based on your church calendar year. The devotions that Bo Geertz offers in this section are also very unique in that they are very down to earth. Bo Geertz can take a very difficult section or passage of Scripture and he can describe it and define it in a very easy to follow, easy to understand way. He will bring in a lot of very unique insights that you've maybe not considered in reading the same passage in the past. And part of this may be because of his atheist background and the area, the time that he lived in the Church of Sweden, many of the things that were going on in the Church of Sweden at that time. But it is very encouraging, very rewarding to go through these devotions. And I found that almost in every one of the devotions that we read through, that there was something that got me thinking about that passage of Scripture that I hadn't thought of before. Maybe one of the most unique features to Bogaerts's devotion book are the prayers that end each devotion. They're many times longer prayers, and yet Bo emphasizes the blessing of the Lord and the fact that we don't have to pray a formal prayer before the Lord when we bring our prayers before Him. The prayers just literally flow off of His lips in a very individual need kind of way. You'll see that they don't have all kinds of flowery words or language, but very simple, very easy to follow, very applicable to our lives, and again, very common. Just to give you one example of one of the prayers that are found in Bogaerts's devotion book, this prayer is for the Monday after the third Sunday in Advent. The devotion was based on Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 13. And Bo writes, "I pray to you, Lord, that your word may always work in my life the way you intend it to work. I pray to you that it may work here in our world, here in the congregation and here in our church body, in our people and in our land, as you want it to. None of us can receive it, Lord, if you don't help us. Do not let us ever rest in peace and tranquility if we try to close our hearts to it. Allow us no peace before we have peace with you. Don't get tired of us. We haven't earned it, but don't take your hand away from us. Help all those who preach your word. Let it ring out as powerful, commanding, and intimate as it is. Help us to hear so our souls may live." So just one example of one of those devotions written by Bogaerts that emphasizes the power of the word, not only in our individual lives, but in our church, in our church body, in the world at large, in our friends and our families. You'll see many prayers just like this in this devotion book to live with Christ, as he emphasizes the power of the word, the importance of the law and the gospel, and how the Lord is in control through his word. The second devotion book that I'd like to review is one by Pastor Richard Lauersdorf. The title of this book is Beside Quiet Waters. This is actually the second of the devotion books that were written by Pastor Lauersdorf. The first devotion book that he read was Together with Jesus, and this is the second installment of those devotions. Pastor Lauersdorf also has a very down-to-earth way of writing devotions. These devotions, too, have been very, very beneficial to us and to our family. The style is a little bit different in Pastor Lauersdorf's devotion book. It is written to follow the calendar year as opposed to the church year. So at the top of each devotion, you'll have the date of the year, January 1st, December 25th, whatever it might be. You'll have a very small box with a passage that the devotion is based upon, and then just a one-page devotion with a very short prayer at the end. Pastor Lauersdorf usually begins his devotions with an illustration, which he then uses to develop and to illustrate the Bible passage that is the center of the devotion. His illustrations are always very applicable, very unique, and very easy to understand in our daily lives. I'd also like to give you an example of one of the prayers that follow at the end of Pastor Lauersdorf's devotions. These are simply just one-page devotions. After he has given the illustration and applied it to the Bible passage and then applied that to your daily life, he usually just concludes in a very different way than Bogaerts does with a rather long or lengthier prayer. Pastor Lauersdorf's prayers are always very short, usually just one sentence long, as he summarizes the point of the devotion. I'm reading one from May 9th. The Bible passage was from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." The title of the devotion was A Reassuring Promise, dealing with, again, the promise of God. And here's his very short prayer at the end. He says, "Keep me close to your word, Lord. Strengthen me through it. Use me to spread it. Amen." Those very short and concise prayers are one of the unique features of Pastor Lauersdorf's devotion, as he just very succinctly summarizes what the main point of the devotion is and gives that application to how can we then live this out, or asking for the Lord to help in this area of our life as we move forward. Pastor Lauersdorf not only served as a pastor but also as a professor. This devotion book is published by Northwestern Publishing House. Both To Live with Christ as well as Beside Quiet Waters are available through the CLC Bookhouse. You could contact them in order to get a copy of either of these devotion books. Both of these devotion books are very, very encouraging, very beneficial, very confessional, and that's one of the difficult things to find with devotion books these days, is that many times you find them from a Reformed background and the theology isn't always as good as it should be. But I found with both of these devotion books that they are very solid, very law and gospel oriented, very focusing on the person and the work of Christ, and also encouraging us in our daily lives. So again, both of these books can be found at the CLC Bookhouse in Eau Claire. You can give them a call or check out the website in order to get a hold of these copies. May the Lord richly bless you and your families through His Word and through the use of family devotions in your lives. May the Lord also bless you in this coming year.
We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.